traveler. Right here. I see that you managed to sneak past my guards. You must be very well trained to do that without raising any alarms. Afraid? Why should I be afraid? Or are you implying that I should be afraid of you, maybe? Well, if you were to do something bad, we wouldn't be talking now, would we? Exactly. Now, may I ask you, for what reason have you decided to sneak into this part of the forest tonight? It is a well-known fact that this area is a sacred part of the Evergreen Lands. One that no mortal should step their feet onto. Yet here you are, barging in and... What is that? No. Do not lie to me. I can see bloodstains on your arm. Are you... wounded? Now, I suggest you try again and tell me the truth. Why are you here? And what are you running from? But be careful. If you lie to me, I would know. I can help you with that. Well, I happen to know a way. Yes. Now stoop down and get in the water. A joke? You think I'd be cruel enough to play with you when you're hurting like this? You dared to step into this part of the forest, knowing that you'll be able to find your salvation here. And only here. You know, the waters of our silver streams can heal all wounds. But why look for a stream when you found a whole lake? All of the waters lead this way, into the heart of the forest, which is the Great Silver Island. So, what are you waiting for? You can either keep staring at me until you weaken completely from exhaustion, or step into the water and be healed. You're right. It isn't. But you are here. And I'm giving you a choice. Good. Right. Please forgive my lack of manners. I'll turn around. Guess all of this is still pretty shocking to me. Yes. But somehow I'm not afraid. Even with you standing behind my back. I know you told me the truth. Hmm? Oh, can I? I must admit, I've never seen your kind this close before. You are very hurting. Let me help. I will pour a little bit on your shoulder. These waters start healing you instantly. No, I don't mind. You won't be able to find this place if you weren't the one in need of help. The water led you here. This is what the great island wished for. So it is my duty to fulfill its will. But I'm afraid the water alone won't be enough here. May I ask you, traveler, who are you? What is your name? That's quite a beautiful name you've got. And what is it that you're looking for here? A dream. Hadorenkalit. Is that you? Forgive me. I will help you now, if you so allow. Don't be alarmed if I touch your face or your ears or the back of your neck, for it is all needed if I want this to work. But don't worry, I'll be very, very gentle. This sacred ritual will help you absorb the power of a great silver lake. If the great island allows that, so let its waters wash away your pain and fill you with new strength. But I will have to wash your face before we start. I'm still not sure. But I know you told me the truth. Huh? Don't worry about it. Just allow me to help. I know you're afraid, but you can trust. Your skin is so warm, as if you're burning from the inside. Yes. And did you fall on your way here? You've got tiny cuts on your jaw. Right here. I noticed those on your hands as well. They look like scratches you get from falling onto the ground. Or maybe brushing the branches when pushing your way through. The same with your neck. And those tiny leaves in your hair. You have truly been through it tonight, haven't you? But this forest won't show you the way without putting you through a real challenge first. Only that price seems fair. But don't worry. We will heal those wounds. Now, close your eyes. I will touch your ears gently and heal your body. So let those cute human ears catch every single word that I'm saying. You might not understand it, but you don't have to. You just listen to my whispers. Let them tickle your ears and reach your mind, your heart. And so, in a warm embrace, oh, tired Celebrina Hennethil Viren. Last of Edney, Pierre Menin, Anet Kuro Atayeni, Sir Clan, Talion Lion, Tanan Rund, Sir Clan, Talion so familiar. Do you happen to believe in prophecies? This might sound mad, but I've been told all of these stories about immortal who will arrive here one day and meet the dawn of new era with us. Atorengawet, the warrior of light. My amulet, it helps me discover or uncover the truth. I've thought about you and the reason why you could possibly end up here, and I pray to Ithiel to give me an answer. And this light, I simply cannot believe my eyes. And yet, here you are, Adorengawet. What's wrong? Oh, tired? Oh, you've been through a lot. No wonder you're tired. Let's get you onto the grid. Need rest. Follow me. Careful. Shh. Hey, it's all right. You've come such a long way. You can rest your head on my shoulder and close your eyes now. I'm not leaving you. There is a good reason why you found this lake and me. It's all right. You can rest. I won't let anyone hurt you. No one can object to their princess fulfilling the great prophecy. Nobody will ever dare to try. I promise you. My warrior, we've been waiting for this so long, so long. And while you're dozing off, maybe you won't mind if I hold you close. And watch you. And do this. You have such beautiful lips. They saw human features. My warrior. Sleep well, my warrior. Sleep well. Iridale. Sigur că era da și vedar da. Kiga alba angroc. Badai sed neu tot. Kiste nansi. Anardana kine.